You are listening to the Baby Sleep Answers podcast, the podcast that answers all your baby sleep questions, but it's also just your friend in your ear here to let you know it's normal to struggle, it's normal to have anxiety, and it's normal to want to sleep more.
Good morning. It is Tuesday again. I'm in here again. I almost forgot. I was about to sit down and read my book. I'm reading Dune because enough people recommended it, and I'm actually really enjoying it. I don't know if you've read Dune, but it's like science fiction, so you have to be really, really focused on all the weird names that are there, and I've just been excited for it all morning. We started potty training, had my kid's birthday party yesterday. It's been a lot. I was like, yes, 8 a.m., I'm going to read for a little bit before work, and then I got upstairs, almost sat down. I was like, no, it's Tuesday. I have to go podcast. I have so many ideas. I need to go get there. So I ran to my sister's house, and here I am. Anyways, lots of information as usual, but I have a few people who've been asking me to do kind of like a month by month series. If you don't know, we do have an email series that if you put in your kid's birthday, you every month that they turn another month, you'll get like tips. And we have such happy, positive feedback from this series because everyone's like, wow, you're right on the money. This is exactly what my kid's going through. Thank you. Like you said, he might be waking up a ton and he definitely is. And now I don't feel crazy. So be sure you sign up for that. That's in babysleepanswers.com/podcast. And just there's a bunch of freebies there. But anyways, I've had people ask me, can you do kind of the same thing for podcast? Because I would love to listen to that. And I can't. I did it for the first 4 weeks. And then I didn't do it for month 2 or 3 and or 4, but I want to do month 5 because that feels right today. I'll go back to months 2 and 3 are just kind of so weird, and I might just skip them all together because they're just like, your kid's a newborn, so stick to the newborn stuff, you know, and they're not quite baby. And then I do have a podcast episode on the 4-month sleep regression, which I think basically explains the 4 months. So welcome to the 5-month episode. This is going to be talking about all of the things you might expect at 5 months and the typical issues I see when someone comes to me with their 5-month-old. Just to preface it, or I guess it's not preface anymore 2 minutes in, but I see a lot of 5-month-olds because a lot of 5-month-olds have a really, really rough time with schedule, even if they're independent sleepers. Just the main thing I see is that they're wake windows are not long enough. So for example, someone will be seeing, oh, I'm still on 4 naps at 5 months because their wake window's 1.5 and I don't know how to get past it. And usually, very often, the answer is push that wake window, make that wake window at least 2 hours so you can go to it at the most 3 naps. And usually that solves a lot of sleep issues. But sometimes they're like, no, because he's so overtired by like 1:45, he's yawning, he's exhausted. And this is one of the only times, this and I can't remember the other month, but there's another month where we just have to push them past that, even if they're kind of exhausted, because they've been in this cycle for so long of having too short of a wake window and then too short of naps and then consistently catching up on it and then being up all night because they're undertired and overtired. So one of the main things I do see at 5 months is to push that wake window to at least 2 hours for the first one and 2:15-ish for the second one, and sometimes even 2.5 before bed. Very often too, the issue is that they're having 3 long naps if you've officially dropped down to 3 naps, but then that the baby's waking up a ton at night or having a lot of false starts and you're like, why? This wasn't happening last week. Finally got them sleep trained, or not sleep trained, but finally we're sleeping really well. And the answer is usually that 3rd nap is too long. I remember my friend took me out with for coffee and she's like, please help me. Like, I'll get you coffee. I can pay you. I was like, don't pay me. Let's just talk about it. And she told me her issue and I was just like, oh yeah, that 3rd nap's too long. Make sure that 3rd nap is only 10 minutes. And she was looking at me like I was crazy, but the same as people usually look at me like, okay, you're crazy, but I trust you because I'm going crazy. And so she's like, all right, I'm going to try waking my kid up after 10 minutes for her 3rd nap, even though it takes me so long to get her to sleep. And the next morning she texted me, she's like, you're a genius. She slept through the night because, and I'm not a genius, I just, these are things I know. Usually the 3rd nap at 5 months, if you're having split nights, if you're having false starts or a lot of wake ups, that 3rd nap is too long. And that 3rd nap, what we really want to think of that 3rd nap is really just more of a pause button on their overtiredness so that they don't accumulate too much overtiredness, but it's not a full nap. It's not like, okay, rest. Because if they do rest, then they're interrupting all of that sleep pressure and then they won't be able to fall asleep well. So those are the main two things that we're seeing at 5 months. Now, interestingly enough, most of my boy baby clients that are under 12 months are 5 months old or 6 months old, because they just, this is such a time for development. Like my two little boys, our 5 months were rough, and it was similar issues. We didn't know their schedules very well. They were sleeping too much during the day, but also they were, you know, trying to sit up, trying to babble. They were teething. And there's just something about 5 month old boys that I see all the time. There's something. So if you're having a really hard time and you're like, I already messed with schedule, they're already on two naps that are full and just 1 to 5 to 10 minute nap, and they're still up a ton, give it a week or two, because it might just be developmental. This is very common. Other stuff that we see at 5 months is some pediatricians might try to push food on you or tell you you must start, making sure they sleep through the night, making sure they have oatmeal in their bottle or something. Don't feel any sort of pressure to sleep through the night at 5 months. A lot of babies still need 1 to 2 feeds at night. You don't have to wake them up to feed them, but if they're up to feed once or twice at night, that is still very common. They're not out of the ordinary. If that first feed though is before midnight and not a dream feed, I would say try to push it till after midnight, because if not, it's just becoming a bit of a habit, and or it's kind of like, what's it called? It's kind of a band-aid, and you don't know if they're actually hungry or if they're having a false start because of not enough sleep pressure. So again, any wake-ups before midnight at this age at 5 months are usually something you want to work to get rid of, unless you're completely fine. Again, if you listen to my podcast and you nurse your baby all night and you're so happy with that, then never be insulted that I'm saying you can work away from it. It's just if you'd like to, sleep better at 5 months and they're still eating before midnight, that is a feed that you can kind of push back and try to move your schedule around so you can work around it. Kind of a coming a full circle right now. I remember my first few clients I had my notebook and I had like my little tabs for each month, because I would pick up the phone and be like, okay, tell me how old your kid is. And I would like read all my, my 5 month stats. And it's cool now. You can just ask me any month and I'll be like, oh yeah, they're sleeping this many hours and they should be, their wake window is this and this, and these are the issues. So it's kind of cool to know that how much I've learned in 7 months. Baby sleep goes around and around in circles and it's very repetitive, but it's allowed me to really get to know the subject. That is my take on 5 months. I'm trying to think about whether I should come up with anything else that you might need to know at 5 months, but I think that's basically it. Just push wake windows to at least 2 hours, probably be on 3 naps, not 4. If you're on 3 naps, that last nap and having issues, that last nap should be short. And then if you are having wake-ups before midnight, it's likely either a schedule issue or you are having a habit and not necessarily real hunger. Now, if you are at 5 months and you're doing a dream feed, make sure that dream feed is worth it. Sometimes people do a dream feed at 10 and then baby's up at 2 anyway. That dream feed is not worth it. Dream feed that's worth it is if you're feeding them at 10, 11 and then they're sleeping till like 6 or 7 and then keep it. If it's not working, then I would just stop the dream feed, because you might be interrupting that full sleep cycle in the beginning of the night. All right, hopefully this is helpful. Next week I will do month 6, or if I feel crazy, I'll do month 7 and skip month 6. No, probably not good for my podcast to do that. Anyways, again, if you want to sign up for monthly tips, make sure you go to babysleepanswers.com/podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful night.